Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yes, yes, hi. How are you guys doing today? Welcome to Monster US Radio Comic Cafe. I am DJ E-Monster. Today's Comic Cafe, where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you deserve. As long as you're cool with that, then we're cool with that. And let's just all get along. Kumbaya, kumbaya. We want to start out the show by saying thank you to So Let Me Speak's author. It's unbelievable. Yes, you can go to the Monster Stars page. See, you're supposed to be like, why are you so weak? I was like, because I don't feel monstrous today. You just sitting over there looking at me like, for real? Like, wow.
For real.
For real. For real.
Like, wow. Like, I was about to say, go, come get my glasses. That's what I was about to say. Come get my glasses, bro. Because that's how you sounded. Like, you need my glasses. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, tonight we're trying to help y'all woosah, you dig? When you hear the cuss words in the song, say them out loud. They'll make you feel good. We got a nice show for you guys today. Today we're trying to give you things to help you woosah so you don't get 30 days. You don't hurt nobody at the water cooler. So, yeah, we got a great show for y'all. So, we got the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. It's unbelievable. She got some spoken word. I got some woosah music for y'all. And, yeah, we got a nice little lineup. So, how you feeling tonight, Miss Unbelievable?
You know, I'm feeling awesome. You know, unbelievable. You know, just doing the dang on thing. It's all good, really. It's all good. Feeling monstrous.
Right.
I don't know what you was feeling, but feeling monstrous. You know, looking at people like, give me that shout out, like, what? Okay. Catch my vibration.
Whatever, whatever.
Catch
you
my
gonna
vibration.
Let me get pumped out my, you was gonna
I was.
Get me, you was gonna let me get pumped out my little bit of lunch money. It is what it
I
is.
Was. I,
so,
was. Right, I was gonna be like,
let's go ahead and get
it.
To some music. Let's go ahead and get to some music, and then we come back. We're gonna see what we got on the chop block. Up first, this is Clap Your Hands by a woman by the name of Grace. Like I said, woosah! Say the words out loud. They'll make you feel good.
Another way to Friday night. Another time
hey.
I gotta spend. I just
like-
stand in line. I got the questions on my mind. The things I can't explain. Like why I feel like going dancing every time it rains. And why is there the pain? And why I need ID when you know it's me? Why you make me pay a 10-01 with tips and it's free? We get so caught up in life we lose the simplicity. We make heaven hell and it's hard to sell. But I'm fucking with. But I swear that we blew it. But I'm fucking with, I don't know. Leaning on a fairy tale, sugar coated. Looking like a house for sale, we don't own it. Don't you overcomplicate it, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now.
Breeze, but I swear that we blow it. Oh, 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 oh.
Just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands. The world ain't gonna fall, so break your stance. Cause you gotta let it go if you wanna dance. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all.
All that we are is we humans. We're floppy, so losers and scars till we come out on top. So we take our chances, we need second chances, so we never stop.
What is the common clip? So we find a common, the song we hit.
Futures uncertain, take it day by day.
Don't you overcomplicate it, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands and release some of that stress. Climate Cafe, we're trying to help you from getting 30 days. So, all right, we're bringing it back, and we got the Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, and what you got for us?
Okay. So, how about, have anybody ever, and this is a question for tonight, wrote you a love letter? And if so, what did it say? So I'm about this love. I'm all about the love. I'm all about the love. So tonight, the Soul of Me Speaks is all about the love. So y'all ready? You ready, DJ Monster? Have you ever had a love letter written?
I'm ready.
Have you ever had a love letter
written to me?
Wilson. Yeah.
Man, ain't nobody written me no love letter since like the sixth grade. It might have been fifth grade.
Ooh,
I had a funny looking nose in sixth grade. So it might have been fifth grade.
All right, well, this is my love letter, and if y'all ever had a love, y'all can feel it, let me know, call us in. But here it goes. My love, I wanted to let you know how I came to love you and how you became the most important love of my life. You didn't know, but I knew it was you. It happened when I walked into the room and sat down. I didn't think to myself, this would be the day I would feel this amazing, deep feeling. As I looked around, I saw your face. Oh, my word. I felt nervous and butterflies hit the pit of my stomach. And rays of light shone all around you. And I knew at that moment I wanted you in my life. When you began to speak, I said to myself, this life of light is speaking directly to my soul. And yes, I'm answering. This was such a unique feeling, but a big impact on my soul. The thought of your energy touching my life was like a prayer being answered. I say, yes. My soulmate is here and say yes to that date that appeared. My heart raced with excitement. My soul cried with joy, and my heart leaped. I'm so honored. We started doing the simple things such as morning and night texts, saying, good morning, my favorite girl. Good night, baby. Holding hands, walks in the park, and love letters, to name a few, like this love letter I'm penning to you. I can't believe you opened a part of me to become complete, that oneness that I always seek. I had no clue how I live my life without you. You're my light in the darkness, my rock that I turn to, and more. Every moment I wake up, I live to bask and relax in your energy. Just seeing you brightens my entire soul, and I am so grateful. Our conversations, you know what I'm thinking before I even say it. And your warm embrace puts a smile on my face. Your profound love is the only thing that matters. It's what I thrive for. It's what I desire. And I'm blessed. My heart burns for you, and I will do anything to make our energies continue to burn forever. The butterflies in my stomach I felt that day, I still feel them to this day. What a wonderful and glorious feeling. Your hugs and kisses, our intimate moments, keep me longing for you day in and day out. I love feeling your passion, tenderness, and devotion. It touches my soul, and I will never let you go. You are patient, kind, and have the most loving and forgiving heart. There is no one that could ever take your place. You have placed your heart in my hand, and I am happy you trust me with it. I am so in love with you. My heart melts from just the thought of loving you. You are the center focus of my life, and my world is complete because of you. I am grateful for you and the things you do. You are a true provider, and our kingdoms wouldn't reign without you. You take us to the next level, and we are blessed. You lead with precision and grace. You bring the simple things of your life into mine. Thank you for trusting and allowing me to love you unconditionally. Thank you for our eternal and everlasting friendship, commitment, and faith that comes from the two devoted souls. Thank you for the simple things and allowing our love to shine so bright. Thank you for wanting to work on the trials and tribulations, set boundaries and expectations together, and build, mold, and sustain our trust and faith. Thank you again for our unconditional love. I can't wait for more to come. I can't wait for more time shared in the simple moments. I love becoming the reflection of you. I love becoming the ray of light. You are and forever reign in my soul. I am eternally grateful for your love. It woke up my soul. I love you. My pen love letter to you.
Yeah, because I'd be thinking you'd be done, but you don't be done sometimes. So, all right, that's what's up. So tell the people again where they can connect with you, how to find your book.
They can connect on the Mindstar Radio page, or they can hit any Google, or they could go to lulu.com and just push in the Soul of Me Speaks, the Soul of Me Speaks 30 Days, or the Soul of Me Speaks Volume 2.
Okay. So on that note, all right, we're going to take a break, play some music, help y'all woo sign, and when we come back, we're going to get into this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat and giving y'all something to talk about at the water cooler? Besides, when we be talking about these stars, we be realizing our lives really ain't that bad. You dig? So here's something
okay.
They don't play on the radio that much. I think it should have went somewhere like heavy. This is Future. It's called Fresh Air right here on the Monster US Radio podcast.
Never broke place up, don't forget I had that. Been extended that said it's all for you. Never chopped with a navigation when I'm left for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me if it is impossible. To do these drugs and fall in love. The backyard looking sexy.
You are now listening to Monster US Radio Podcast, brought to you by the Monstar Radio Network.
Tell me why I wait if I need to breathe. Tell me why I suffer if I need to breathe. If I need to breathe. Not pulling up to the bar. I'm mad, you know that I'm mad. Where's the love tonight? Where's the trust tonight? I need fashion right away.
Karma Cafe.
I'm going to
give me a double shot.
I
sneeze. So, we all need a little bit of fresh air. It'll always do you some good. So, don't forget our podcast about relieving stress, helping you woosah so you don't get 30 days. Call us up. You got a problem. We going to hood solve them. 563-999-3411. You got to press 1 to go live, or you can just listen in private. But now we're about to get to our who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip, lifestyle, entertainment news. So who we got on the chat block tonight?
We have Sierra and Russell. We have Aaron Hernandez, baby, mother of his child, sorry. Soulja Boy, LeBron James, and Offset.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's who's going to get it tonight. All right, who are we going to
That's who's
going to
get it.
Remember, people, right, and remember, people, if you know something about these stories as we talking, hit us up. 563-999-3411. Release your stress while we put their ass on blast. Tell us your part of the story or what you don't heard. You dig? It is got the lifestyle. And, yeah, we're going to go ahead and knock it out. So, all right, who's going first?
I'm going to start with some good news. Sierra and Russell Wilson, they're expecting with number 3. Russell Wilson came up short on his quest for the Super Bowl this year, but he's winning off the field because Sierra is pregnant. And this child matches his jersey number 3. The husband and wife made their announcement together morning, doing a video back-to-back post on Instagram when she says simply number 3, and she's back in the back with her belly posing, and he's like, yeah, I'm the man. This will be the couple's second child together, but Sierra's third. She has a son, Future Jr., from her previous relationship with Future. Wilson became his stepfather when Sierra wed in England in July of 2016. They welcomed their first daughter, who was Sienna. Now they're welcoming their second one, their third one. It's unclear when she's due, but she's at the Rolling Stones Super Bowl doing a concert, so she'll be singing with 2. So congratulations, Sierra, on baby number 3 and 2 with Obewe.
Okay, that's what's up. But you know I'm going to bring the malice to this happiness. I got to break all this shit up. Two motherfuckers talking around here. Yeah, we about to go in.
You ain't got
to
be like that. You ain't got
to
be like that.
We about to go in.
Love is in the air.
I just got done playing Future Fresh Air, and you going to bring that bullshit right? So this is how we going to do it right here. Oh, Petty Dick Wilson. That's right, I said it. Wilson, old petty dick, having ass. I know what that's about. Now, y'all know Future be fucking with them, talking about da-da-da, da-da-da. So I bet you, Wilson, every time Future went on air or went on Twitter, went on whatever social media, got to talking shit. He done took Sierra home and ran the 9 route in that pussy. You dig? I'm just saying, slant everything. Just, and he had to outdo him. They got one baby. Now he what you gonna say now?
Hey.
You dig?
You gotta
I'm
do what you
future.
Gotta do. Take care of business.
Hey. So I'm just saying, oh, Petty Dick Wilson. It is what it is. Try to come in here and act like that was nice. I can see the back burner on that shit. I can see the back burner. Who else we got on the chop block? Who gonna get
why it? You hating? They in love and enjoying that marriage. I'll say,
whatever.
I'll
making
smiles.
The rest of us men
after,
look bad.
Hey, hey. He good men step up then Offset all smiles
like
after gun incident. Petty Dick gets the babies. Offset all smiles after gun incident at LA shopping center. So we've learned the initial report to police was that a black male wearing all black, possibly armed with a gun, in a parking lot. Law enforcement tells us when officers arrived, they saw someone matching the description getting out of an SUV that was carrying Offset and Co. Police searched the vehicle and found 2 loaded handguns. All 4 people in the group, including Offset, were detained because no one copped to owning the gun, as they reported. Offset was all smiles on his way out of jail. After being detained for several hours, he told our cameras, "It was a simple misunderstanding, and cops have the wrong guy." Of course, when he was first placed in handcuffs, Offset was pissed. But he says it's all love with the cops and the city of L.A. Offset was released just before midnight after 2 of the folks detained admitted the gun found was theirs. One man was arrested for carrying a concealed firearm. The other was arrested for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Law enforcement tell sources they have recovered 2 guns and Offset, and 3 others have been taken to the station for further questioning. No official arrests have been made. Offset has been detained by cops after a report of a person with a gun at an LA shopping center. It came in around 8 at the Grove Shopping Center, so if you black, watch out for the Grove Shopping Center in LA. It's not clear if Offset or anyone has had an actual weapon, and police are currently investigating the situation. The video obtained, Offset was wearing a yellow hoodie, not all black, and they was asking officers why he's been cuffed. The officer pushes a Migos wrap up against the wall. We're told Offset is being held near the security station of the Grove. So he's not necessarily in jail, but it didn't match the description.
See, now that's messed up now. They treated Offset like he was Quavo at an award show. You feel me? Remember when Quavo went to the award show, he was mad because nobody recognized who he was?
Yeah.
That's what happened at the mall with Offset. You dig? And you
poor
know, I'm going to bring the malice. That also means Offset bank account might be a little offset. I got love for you, bruh. But usually when you got money, somebody steps in and says, okay, that was my gun. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. When you got money and there's 5 of y'all in the car and the police pull over, it could be guns, whatever. I'm just saying that's how it go down. When you got money, somebody else is, yep, I did it. I got it. Don't worry about it. Just have my bag waiting on my, yeah, you, yeah. So, hey, it is what it is. But that's what I think happened. I think, yeah, they didn't know this. They didn't know who was who. But, I mean, how can you say if you black, you can't go to that mall? They chasing people waving guns.
No. Did you not hear the description I started out with? A man in all black with a gun. That man had a bright-ass yellow shirt on, okay? They didn't say all black man. They said a black man, a person in all black. So they is colorblind.
Okay.
So you better watch yourself while you there. They colorblind there.
Well, look, don't be mad because they got Day Day and top flight security at the mall in California.
Hey.
I mean, it probably ain't too far from Rancho Cucamonga anyway. I'm just saying. Punk ass security guys matter too.
they need to revoke their job. Give that little badge, because they ain't got no gun. Give the badge back, because they colorblind. I'm just saying, they colorblind. They can't see.
Say, Craig, come get that.
They can't tell a bright from a dark to save their life. Are you kidding me? We talk about a bright ass yellow shirt, not a gold, like one of them gold ones, like, hey, you want to see me? I'm Offset type shirts.
Mm-hmm.
At the mall.
Hey, got flight security.
Hey, all right, so Aaron Hernandez's fiance, because I don't know if you guys know, but there a lot of people is out now saying that he's gay. Or he was gay, I'm sorry. And she said, if he was gay, I wish he would have told me. She's got an exclusive because they made that documentary for Netflix. And now everybody's speaking out. So Aaron Hernandez's fiance says she doesn't know if the ex-NFL star was gay, as suggested in a new NFL documentary. But she would really wanted to care if she really wants to care if he was. Like, she really would want to know. I would have loved him any differently. Shania Jinga said on Good Morning America, I would have understood. The Netflix series claims that in the mind of him, that a high school teammate claimed that they had a sexual relationship before going to college. Jinga didn't dispute the claim, but says it's unfair to discuss someone's sexuality when the person isn't around to have a say. Although I have a child with Aaron, I can't tell you how he was feeling inside, Jenkins said. If he did feel that way or he felt that urge, there's nothing that I can do about it. But I wish he would have told me because I would have loved him any differently. I would have understood and I wouldn't have been shameful. He just would have been a father. She continues, I think it's a beautiful thing. I just wish she was able to tell him how she felt about the situation, and he was able to talk to her. Of course, Hernandez took his own life in prison cell back in 2017, where he was serving time for the murder of Odin Lloyd, who they claim he was having a sexual relationship with from the documentary. When asked if she believed innocent, Hernandez was innocent, she says, yes, of course I do. So she's getting like, yeah.
The right.
Now. Like, didn't you know?
Right. Well, I mean, I really don't know much about this story, and I really can't bring the malice to it, because, I mean, it's like you said, I mean, that's the main part that gets me. Is when some people die, and then people try to really dig up the bullshit. Like,
mm-hmm.
They're not even here to defend themselves. Let that shit go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, it don't pass now. Why you want to bring it up now? It
mm-hmm.
is what it is. So, yeah.
What you eating?
Terrible story.
What you eating? Can I have some?
I ain't eating nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You didn't put a piece of chicken in your mouth? Oh, okay.
No. Oh, a chicken because
mm-hmm.
I'm black? Fuck.
Yeah, of
course. I was
licking
a blunt.
You licking a blunt? This isn't Friday smoke night, sir.
Chicken cause
this
I was...
ain't Friday smoke night.
Shit, it's woosah, goddamn. Is it out of this hen dog? Y'all don't want me in here on this hen dog, boy.
No. We got to finish the show, sir.
Right. Put the choker chain on him. So, right,
just don't be choking out.
On the chop block?
All right. So, let me tell y'all. This is what I had to read this one. I had to. So, check this out. Minnie Mouse. Heads roll in fight with security. Cops want to chat. So, Minnie Mouse was in no mood to be sweet when a security guard who was jawing back and forth with her, and she wasn't shy about dropping haymakers. The surreal scene went down on a street in Las Vegas where a woman in a Minnie Mouse costume took off her mouse head to throw down with a woman apparently working as security. In the video is hilarious, I'm going to share it. It appears the woman in the security jacket lunges at Minnie. and it's all down here from that. Many throws and lands several violent punches before getting on top of the woman to continue to pulverize her. Mickey tries to jump in and break it up, but appears to get popped once himself. Meanwhile, Goofy mostly looking off in dismay. Eventually, the two women are separated and Minnie yells, "I ain't no bitch, bitch," before taking off with Mickey. It's a pretty stark contrast for her usual, "Aren't you sweet," catchphrase. Law enforcement says Vegas cops are aware of the altercation and want to speak with both parties, and there's no investigation until either of them come forward. Minnie put hands on her. What? Put them paws. Minnie put them paws.
Right. That's a whole new, there's a whole new phrase to going Disney on a motherfucker. I mean, damn. You said Mickey tried to jump in like, hold on. Mm-hmm. Biscuit threw her ass up out of, let me handle my business. And Goofy was like, "I'm not even going to get in that shit because she a thug." We knew it when we found her ass on Penn and Broadway. But, I mean, that happens sometimes. I mean, sometimes these security guards, you know, some people just be picking up a job thinking because they gave you a security guard badge that you really a guard. You just security, motherfucker. You probably should have called somebody. So you thought that badge was going to help you. What happened was, Minnie, on her day off, she an MMA fighter. that's what happened. Minnie, on her day off from Disney, she an MMA fighter. And that kid, it was a cartoon in that bitch, wasn't it? I bet you that bit of like cartoon, the motherfucking police came up. It was like Disney for real, in real life. Okay. Okay.
Minnie was like, "You got me fucked up." That's what Minnie said. "You got me fucked up up in here."
And then walked off.
And then walked away.
Wow.
Trying to tell you. Okay.
Last one.
Only in Vegas. What stays in Vegas? What goes down in Vegas stays in Vegas. A whoop ass by Minnie stayed in Vegas. I bet that security guard ain't telling nobody about it. I bet you she ain't.
Right.
She'll lose that little fake badge she got on, the same badge that L.A. County was looking for with
somebody tried to rob the casino.
These little badges ain't working no more. They ain't working.
All right,
last one for who's bumping who. Who's bumping Fat Soulja Boy? I told you. He told him. So Soulja Boy sued for allegedly for assaulting a woman, assisting sued for sexual battery. So the woman Soulja Boy describes as a bitter ex-girlfriend is suing him over the alleged kidnapping and assault case that led to him doing time last year. Kayla Myers says she was partying with Soulja and co. at his Malibu home on February 1st, 2019, when she decided to leave at 2 a.m. She admits her exit didn't go smoothly. As she backed out, her car went off the driveway, which pissed off one of Soulja Boy's female assistants and sparked an argument between both of the women. In the lawsuit, Kayla claims she was knocked to the ground, and then Soulja came over to kick her in the stomach and bash her in the head with a large gun, and then told her she was going to die as he held the gun to her head. According to docs, she claims Soulja directed the assistant to drag Kayla to the garage, tie her up with duct tape, and give her a shower. This sounds bizarre, but the lady claims he wanted to clean her up from the ass kicking she just suffered in the dirt outside the house. Later, Kayla claims she was being held captive, tied up with an extension cord in the garage when a male assistant offered to release her if she performed oral sex. In the suit, she says she felt she had no choice and did it. After she was released at 8 a.m., she says she was one final indignant. Soulja allegedly said, "Now get this bitch out of here before I knock her down the stairs." Kayla claims she suffered 3 fractured ribs and a bruised face. She reported to police who conducted a raid at Soulja's house where they did find guns, a probation violation, as you know. Soulja ended up doing time in L.A. County Jail last summer. She's suing Soldier for the assault, battery, and false imprisonment. She also going after the male assistant for sexual battery.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Now, I don't even, whoa.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
Mm. Yeah. I don't even know what to say on that one, man. I don't even know what to say. That one's deep.
Yeah. I say that one for last. Because, I mean, you can't say who's telling the truth or who's not. I mean, we have several of these cases that goes on and they prove not to be true. And that's unfortunate. If that really happened, shame on y'all. If she's lying, shame on her.
Right, right. But yeah, one thing I'm surprised about, it, man, if he did time because of the what you call, like I said, I don't know anything about it. You know, I mean, it's my first time even hearing about it. You know, so I'm not trying to discredit anybody on anything, but I think if, you know, when she first, because from what it sounds like, when she first made the allegations, that's what made them go to the house, find the guns, and that's where the probation violation came from, and I guess he went to jail, whatever, for that. I want to know, where's the police? Why didn't they bring him up on charges then? I'm not saying they wasn't real. Now, somebody dropped the ball in there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if she's trying to sue, like, basically, like, the Goldman family did with OJ, you know what I mean? There was no, not prosecuted. And then afterwards, I could see if it went down something like that, but, you know, I don't know. Something definitely talks about it at the water cooler, I tell you that much.
Absolutely. Because it's like, okay, ask yourself, if he didn't get arrested for that, like, then there was no evidence? Like, how can we not correlate them two together? So how's she going to prove a case if he didn't get arrested for that situation? Because the first thing I know when I be watching the judge shows, what they ask, is there a police report that's backing your statement? And if there ain't no police report, man, that's all messed up on, like, it. I don't see a good outcome. Because basically when it's your word against mine, and especially if the security guard is like, oh, I got your back, you know, the assistant. And what about the female assistant? You know, she's the one that started it. So where's the whole situation and how is it going to be better? I don't even know. I can't even tell you.
Right, right. Well, all right, we do got to call it at press one. So let's see what they on tonight. That is the last of our who's bumping, who's getting fat. Let's see if they want to. Oh, it went away. All right, my bad. So, all right, so that is the, what? That was the last of the who's bumping who?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So now we got to get them set up for the questions of the day.
Okay, go ahead, knock them down.
All right, so first question is, have you received a love letter? If so, what does it say? And then the second one is, real growth is when you start checking and correcting yourself instead of blaming others. You take your power back by being responsible for your life. Do you or do you not agree? And yesterday, we were supposed to do this one, but our DJ Monster was sick, but I really want to do this one. Unconditional love is cool, but I want untouchable love, the kind of love that can't be fucked with by others' opinions, lies, or influence, a love that is rooted in trust and strengthened by a sense of humor. Instead of getting upset, you simply laugh at dumb shit together. How do you feel about those two? So let you think about those three things, and we're going to take a quick Monster music break.
Oh, we are
DJ. Yeah.
I guess.
Really? You, DJ. While he's getting that ready over there, do some commercials. My U.S. Radio.
Hold on. I got it together. All right, we'll do the commercials when
you
we
got
come
it?
Back. Hold on. We'll do the commercial when we come back.
We'll do the sponsor.
Check it out.
Okay.
Actually, she called in on Takeover Tuesday. This is Krishana. This is her track. It's called Bless. Right here on Monsters Radio. Don't forget, you can call in on Tuesday nights and promote whatever you do, whether you're an actor, a rapper, author, baller, it don't matter. Takeover Tuesday is the night for you. So check it out, Krishana. This is Black.
She'll be performing tonight at Pimento Jamaica Restaurant. Doors open at 9.
Sing about your grace. Joy in my life has made me brand new. You're the one I long for. You're my best friend. Everything you've given, Lord, you live within.
I love you,
love you.
I love you.
Strength in my bones, you're the air that I breathe, you're the healer of my soul,
you have set me free.
Nothing that I've done made you be good to me, 'cause I was so wrong, still you saved me.
I love you,
love you.
I love you.
Krishana, that's blessed. Like Miss Unbelievable said, she'll be at Pimento's Jamaican Restaurant tonight. Doors open at 9. It's a free event. That's right, a free event. You can go see her tonight free. If you check her out, hey, show her some love and let her know you heard about the event right here on Monster US Radio Live. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, we coming back.
Yeah.
Which topic you going to jump on first?
Let's jump on. This unconditional love is cool, but I want an untouchable love. The kind of love that can't be fucked with by others' opinions, lies, or influence. A love that is rooted in trust and strengthened by a sense of humor. Instead of getting upset, you simply laugh at the dumb shit together. speak on it.
Well, I mean, that's a level of love. Some people don't make it to. It is. Like, I know some people are like, wait, talking about level. Love is love. No, there's different levels to love. That's at the point of actual love. Like, some of y'all motherfuckers think it's love, but it could be like a serious luster. I don't know how to say it. But when you can be with somebody and you already know, y'all already know there's going to be people trying to infiltrate. You know what I mean? As soon as y'all put y'all pictures together on social media, somebody going to have some slick to say, oh, he used to fuck with my girl. Oh, that was my dude. Blah, blah. You know what I mean? They be in your inbox and all that other stuff. But when y'all can be at a point where y'all be like, look, they trying to throw stuff. You know what I mean? That's a whole nother level. Y'all just be laughing at them like, for real? Let's see how hard they try. You know what I mean? You even make little nicknames for funny acting motherfuckers. It is. Like, look at Goofy. Look at Goofy. Goofy over here. Check this out, babe. Goofy over here. It is. So, yes. That's why I picked that topic for Wet Wednesday. Because I think it's great. I mean, a lot of people, they like to complain about relationships and what they don't got. So I thought let's talk about something that's great within a relationship. Like I said, when people try to come at you and all that other stuff, and y'all can just laugh at them. Now, hold on. We got somebody at press one. Let's check them right quick, and then we're going to see where you going to go with it. 612-584. Who we got on Monsters Radio Comic Cafe? Hello.
This is Cold Peace, and what's popping?
Hey,
what's good, Cold Peace?
Oh, chilling, about to grade a head over to Pimentos myself.
Oh, that's what's up. She already know. So, all right, you hear what we're talking about tonight. You want to speak on it?
I mean, basically, you know, it's just like what you said, there's a certain level to it. And the other thing with it, the level of, you got to make sure it's the right person, because everybody's mind, you know what I'm saying, don't necessarily be in certain places when you in relationships with them, because it can backlash on you. You know what I'm saying? Like me personally, that's how I automatically come in the game, you know. But sometimes I have had mates who, even when I'm being honest and telling them the truth and letting them answer my phone and showing them everything, I'll even tell them, you can reply. You know what I'm saying? And some people, a lot of people, mind just aren't there because they don't really know what real love is or what unconditional love is or how to conduct themselves in a relationship.
Right. Post on that, like here's one thing, like the post on what you just said, like you said, some people, they not there yet. Like, here's an example. Like, say, like when you said you can reply back, or whatever, whatnot. Now, just because this person's on the other side that I really don't know is saying some sweet shit or saying some slick shit, nasty shit, whatever, don't get mad because they said it. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't say it.
Isn't that true?
I'm letting you see my shit.
Yeah, I'm trusting you that to trust me that I ain't on no bullshit. Like, I'm letting you see what they coming at me at, but I'm being up with you like I ain't coming back at them. So handle that. I'm cool with it.
You know, I don't even got nothing to say, you know, especially if the other person had the problem with it, because to me, it's basically kind of our humor anyway, you know? So especially if the person knows that you're in a relationship and then they slide something slick in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I deal with it like on a daily basis. Even now that I'm single, it's always somebody saying something slick, you know, and I be having to check them. I try my best not to be mean or to seem, you know, like a bitch, but it's like, basically, if I wanted you, you would know, you know what I'm saying? And then, not even that, if you want me, you don't have to think of a better approach, you know, than just coming at me like that, you know what I'm saying? You can't address and come at every woman or, you know, or men the same exact way you came at the last person. Everything don't work for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. For me, I think the bond takes you to that next level. Like, once you bonded and y'all got that, you know, that give and take, and y'all know each other, then that unconditional love just falls in place. And then the laughter, don't nobody understand what y'all laughter is. because y'all so connected that no one can mess with that connection because y'all done bonded first. Through friendship, through trust, through relationship, through all that. And then now you got this unconditional love that can't nobody touch, not even family, friends, nobody, because you understand what y'all have. You know, that love that no matter what you say, oh, y'all ain't breaking this bond, y'all ain't breaking this strand, because we here. And that, and it takes a minute to get there, but once you there, you there. And only the ones who can mess it up are you two.
Exactly. And then I think anyways, coming into a committed relationship, if that ain't the goal to basically be on that level, then you shouldn't be trying to commit to nobody. Just say we kicking it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Right.
True, because the ultimate goal is
you know,
that.
Don't listen to me, though. I'm something like a pimp and a little playeristic, so y'all might not want to listen to me. I got all this over here already together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, again, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. Don't try this at home. You know what I'm saying? It might not work out for you.
You got to know what you're doing. But you know what the thing about it, Cole Peace? You know who you are. So if they got to accept who you are or don't even step to you, like you were saying. You know who you are. You know what you're coming with. You know what you're laying, how you talk to them. They can't handle that. They need to stop. They need to just cut it out. Just stop.
Man, completely cut it out.
Right, right. Well, I think, like, kind of what you're talking about, it's like that's the level that, you know, I'm not saying only these kind of people, because there'll be some young heads that be on some mature shit, but I think that's a mature type love that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And when I mean
yeah,
like mature type, I'm talking about, yeah, I'm talking about the type of love where young, where it's not about fucking. You understand
exactly.
me? I'm talking about like y'all could just chill with each other, just hang out, whatever, whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong. The sex could be good. It could be awesome. But that's not what it's just about. Sometimes it's about hanging out with that person, da-da-da, da-da-da. So yeah,
well,
I think it's
time and get
that's
to know
more.
You know what I'm saying? You spend time with each other
right.
in different types of situations so that you guys get to know each other. Like
yeah.
me and my personal relationship, we specifically refrained from having sex for the past 2 years just so that we could have more fun outside the bedroom. We already know the bedroom's unlocked, you know? So it's just like taking it to a whole other level mentally to actually spend time with each other, get to know each other, you know?
Right, right.
That's creating
and
that
bond
strand, though.
And then when y'all do,
tomorrow
it's
we're going
so
down.
Explosive.
I've been waiting 2 years too long. It's going down.
Well, tomorrow.
It's going down.
It's not tomorrow. It's going down. I got it all planned out. It's going down.
It's going down. I'm going to get my trophy back. I'm deceived.
It's about to go unlock. Things is about to unlock.
Right.
Y'all about to go deeper, okay?
So if y'all see me posting Monday, just know I might have had a heart attack, you know, trying to make up for the past 2 years in one night.
You better pace yourself, girl. You better pace yourself or you won't wear yourself out. Pace yourself now.
That's part of the plan. See, that's part of the plan. But, you know, sometimes things don't go accordingly. I might try to finish your move in
don't
the beginning come. When it was for the end. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Well, you know, just throw on that monster. Look, throw on that monster radio music and we'll take you all the way through the night. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm with it.
So,
but yeah, you know. Y'all want to ask me the next question and get my intake on that so I can go ahead and get dressed and get ready to head up out of here?
All right. The real growth is when you start checking and correcting yourself. Instead of blaming others, you take your power back by being responsible for your life. Speak on it, Kobe.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, because, again, I got my stuff together on this end, and that's honestly how I basically not just in my own love life, but every area of my life is how I conduct myself. You know what I'm saying? Like that, being accountable for my own actions. If something goes bad, I have to look at my involvement in it or what would it that I could have did better, because one person's behavior is theirs, how I react to it is mine. And I'm a firm believer of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean,
Absolutely.
That's just where it is. But I'm almost 50 years old, so that's why I'm already where I am mentally. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I was this same person 20 years ago because I would be lying. It took a lot of growth and understanding for me to even get to this point to where, you know, because say a guy break up with you and you'd be like, oh, he was just a dog, blah, 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 this and that. And I really had to look back at a relationship and be like, okay, well, the only thing he asked me was to come visit him in the hospital because he shot himself in the foot. But I thought he was so ignorant for himself in the foot that I wasn't finna entertain that. But, you know,
right.
That's what, you know, so it broke up with me. That really hurt my feelings that I got dumped over not coming to visit him in the hospital because he shot himself in the foot. But to him, that was important. To me, that was some bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have to take... You have to look at your involvement in situations and see how did it get here. What did I do to put myself in this position?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. That was,
it's
that,
like you got to check.
That was deep right there.
Yeah. It's
right.
Like you got to check yourself. Yeah, it's like you got to check yourself. It's like why are you blaming others for what you know that's inside you? Because usually when you start blaming others, that means it's infesting inside you that you ain't dealt with yet. And so you trying to throw off your own energy so you could cover up what's going on with you so they won't know that's going on with you. But once you stop and be like, you know what, let me check and heal myself. Let me get this stuff together. I ain't about to deal with this no more. I'm going to forgive, but let it go, get healed, and start. You really get your life back. Because you begin to know who you are and who you are as a person and your mental state and your mindset shifts. And once that shifts, now you're in a different gear. Now you're in a different way. And now you can show whoever is in your life or whoever you want in your life a different person. But remind yourself, don't go back to that. You got to stay shifted. You can't, you know, do a 360 and then be like, oh, I want to turn back around. You can't go back around. You can't go back and get it. You take blame. You do what you got to do. You grow, real growth, you check yourself, and then you become responsible for everything that happens in your life, everything. And then you be like, if you got to apologize, you apologize. If you don't, you don't. If you got to move on, you move on. If you got to let people go, you let people go. Because if not, you'll fall right back in the same old pattern that you was in. So
yeah,
it's growth,
no
and you can't be scared
no
to do it.
Yeah, it ain't no use in looking for no reason to make something okay that you know is wrong, you know?
Right. Right.
Ain't no explanation
right.
for it. Like you said, you just have to stand up and be accountable for it. You know what I'm saying? And take it like a woman or take it like a man. You made the choice and the decision to do it. So whatever come with it, you got to learn how to deal with that too because you accepted making that choice.
Mm-hmm.
See,
but what you can't do is use it against them.
Right. And see what... Where you got me in like in your conversation, Cold Peace, is like when you're saying like you got to be accountable. You know what I mean? Like when you're saying like the guy with the foot. You know what I mean? Y'all had broke up because the person's foot. You didn't come see them. You know what I mean? I think that kind of goes into like you're saying when you stop blaming people and look at the choices you made. Like, maybe you jumped into it a little too soon. Maybe you didn't know this person enough. I'm not talking about your situation. I'm just talking about, period, everybody in general. And I'll get to that in a second. Like, here's an example. Like, obviously, that was a dude who, and now, this don't mean that people are soft. It could be because of a background. Maybe, you know, he felt neglected as a kid or something like that.
Yeah,
but
obviously,
it meant a lot, you know what I mean? It meant a lot to him for somebody to come see him at the hospital because he was hurt. Now, me,
exactly.
I'm a little different.
Was,
I'm the type of person. Yeah. And see, me, I'm the type of person that's different. I'd be like, don't come up here. I don't want you to see me because I shot myself in the foot. You dig? But that's just me. So, like, when we choose people, you got to look at that. Like, what type of person are you choosing? Like, are you choosing a person who wants a lot of time? And now you're saying, oh, they're asking for too much, Well, did you know that person is a time person? Meaning people that like a lot of time with you. There's people that are like CEOs that don't mind not spending much time with you, get what they can, because they're working a lot. They're busy. So that's their lifestyle. So if you pick a guy like that and you're a person who wants to be with somebody all the time, you're going to be upset. It ain't going to work out most likely. And then you're going to be saying, oh, that motherfucker, and he da da, and da da, or the other person say, oh, that she too cuddly and too da 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 da. And that's where the problem is. Y'all didn't know who each other was before y'all made that decision, and now y'all broke up. Now you want to blame somebody else when you got to reflect and say, okay, maybe I didn't get to know that person as well as I should have before I went that far with them.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Even with being in the entertainment business, you know, it's real hard to find someone. Like, I travel a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm always accused of cheating. But I sleep alone when I'm on the road. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, who am I cheating with? Work. And now, you don't say that I'm work is cheating on you. That's understandable. But just because you knew I was busy, I tell you I'm going out of town. You know what I'm saying? I give you my schedule and all that. But yet and still, you know, some people just automatically assume if you ain't with them, you with somebody else.
Right. Right. And it was you know, artists, like, that's how it was when you met me. Like, that's probably what attracted you to me, because you see me out here really getting it. And now you're here. Now you want to slow it down?
You know, I was once asked, would I give up music for a relationship? And I was honest, and I said no. You know, everybody in the room was like, why not? It's a relationship. That I said, because if a person can't accept me for who I am and what I'm doing when they chose me, then they don't want
me.
Because you want to take a part of me away from me that I love and that's who I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's no longer a relationship. It's more of an ownership. I mean, I can do what you want me to do.
And a control situation. Mm-hmm.
I'm not no pet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I'm not a pet, so... And I'm gonna say I'm always gonna give you to the day I die. You know what I'm saying? So either you roll with it or roll away.
Mhm.
Right.
But then that's once again going back to building the bond and understanding who you with and how strong your strand is. Because if there's any strand that's weak, it's gonna break, and anyone can infiltrate that bond.
Oh, they got a good way of showing it when you're around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the true test is the distance.
Yeah.
Because action should make the heart grow fonder instead of being the devil's playground.
True.
Ooh.
And that goes both ways. It goes both ways, because
I
trust that's a big set.
I can't wait to get back home. You know, I'm on the road. Like, I can't wait to get back home to you, but now I got to argue about something I didn't even do. So
yeah,
I don't even want to see
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't nobody got time for that.
Right.
So it's all about maturity. You know what I'm saying? On so many different levels. Like I said, all my values and morals I carry into every section of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all connected. Because it's my life.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that has to be everybody. You know, if you don't have no values or no morals, then what are you? You'll stand for anything. But if you don't stand for what you believe in, is this or fall for it? Absolutely. You'll be the gullible little, you'll be like, why am I so gullible? Why? And then you'll be like a chameleon, changing for everybody and everything. You gotta know it. You gotta know who you are. And not only who you are, you gotta know who they are and accept them for who they are. And they can't be chameleons. You'll be like, okay, that's not who I meant. Who are you? So, for real, you guys got to be honest from the jump and from the start of what you want, what you desire, what you need, what you're looking for. If not, let it go. Move on. Move out the way for somebody else can have that peace.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. Was that all our topic?
I did the love letter. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know dang well I done had some love letters. I'm still getting them right now. Y'all want me to post the inboxes?
If you post an inbox, you can win the Solomon Speak shirt. So, yes. If you post and I read it, you can win a shirt.
Oh, well, just, I'm going to tell you, just give me my shirt, because I'm telling you.
Okay, copy. Inbox me and give me your address. I'll give you your shirt. I'll send it to you.
Y'all, for real, yeah. I get love letters all the time, and some of the time they're comfortable ones, and some of the time they're ones that make me uncomfortable. I've actually had a person tell me they can't eat, sleep, or breathe without me, and I was like, well, how was you doing it before you met me? You
it's
know,
romantic.
So then,
come on.
So I'm kind of like, that's not the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm a realistic type of person. You can't fairy tale, like, sweep me off my feet type of, you know what I'm saying? I'm attracted to intelligence, not ignorance, you know? So, yeah, plenty of love letters all the time. I mean, it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the gesture, and sometimes it's flattering, but in a lot of times, if a person really don't know you and they're just writing you a love letter because they think that's a way of getting your attention, it's probably not going to work in their favor, especially if they mailing it to me.
Hey, look, it's hard as hell to sweet talk to OG. I'm just saying, I'm dead serious, because it's like, like you said, don't feed me that bullshit. Like, for real, or you can't eat. Like you said, like, what was you doing before that? It's hard as hell to smooth. OG.
Baby, can't play no player.
Right, I'm just saying, like, you got to have, like, pure consistency. There's so much more when you older when it comes to that you know, yeah, like you said, that sweet shit. And like you said, like, if you sitting over there talking about some, oh, I can't live without you, and, oh, all I do is eat, breathe, and think of you, to an old head, like, that's red flag, motherfucker. If you don't get your ass out my inbox with your psychotic stalker ass, get up out of here. Like, no, I don't want to talk to you. Like, right. Like, I ain't even met you yet. Like, what? Where they do that
no,
at? Like, they
should
beat your
real
ass.
Life. Always hit them with the, do I know you in real life? They be like, no, but I'm trying to get to know you. Delete.
Wow.
Delete the whole conversation. Delete the whole
They hit you with that.
Like, come on,
then they
all
hit you back with then they hit you back with the thumbs up. Like, yeah, buddy. That was the one that broke the camel's back.
I hate that thumb. I do. I'd be like, how you just couldn't tell me? Say something. Nothing. You ain't got nothing to say?
Up your ass.
Okay.
No, because they don't know how to type okay. They don't know how to gracefully bow out. That's what the thumb is for. You know what I'm saying? You're right, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I have no response. I have no response.
Right.
Abort mission. Yeah, abort mission.
Okay, I'm not typing nothing else in case you screenshot this.
I'm deleting the whole conversation. We ain't even gonna tell nobody else.
So, hey, what's been going on with you, Cold Piece, in the entertainment business, though?
Oh, man, I've been all over the board with everything from tomorrow. We'll actually be filming our first show in the seventh season of Exposure TV. So we got that cracking up tomorrow. And South by Southwest, BET Awards, the Cannabis Festival in Vegas. I can't even think of how much stuff has just been, like, getting slapped on my schedule, you know? Meeting,
right,
type of stuff. You know, basically, what I'm trying to do is get a good enough team together and a good enough group of artists, because I have the plug to take them to the next level. It's just about getting everybody to that level so that we can just walk in the door and they can recognize what Minnesota really do. You know, since they don't think there's no black people here anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when I hear that.
So that's
that
what
shit.
I've been building.
But
it
had to do
on, you
I know print.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, building on the brand and just taking it to the next level. I'm asleep when I die. So until then, it ain't nothing but work and grinding, you know?
Right. I feel you. That's what's up, though. You know what I mean? You always was out there go getting it, doing, you know what I mean, exciting things. And you know what I mean? It's always great to, you know, watch your feeds to see what you got going on. So, I mean, if you want, you can go ahead and put out there, you know, how people can get a hold of you. You know what I mean? Maybe they're artists, you know, maybe they need, you know, to submit some music to you or some. I suggest you people submit live video footage of you performing. That's what I'm going to tell you right now, because ain't nothing like you trying to put somebody on and they can't perform. Oh,
well, that was part of what I was talking about when I said get them ready to be on that level. That was like the main thing.
Okay.
Just because you got a hot song, your presentation is what's going to be most important when I put you in front of certain people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
so almost like an artist development?
Yeah, yeah. You know, because I can't, like you saying, I can't just support or vouch for nobody, and if I don't know you all around the board, you know, can handle it. You ain't going to embarrass
me. Right. Exactly. Oh,
I'll stop the music myself and then pull you off the stage. Come on.
But you know what? Somebody
who
knows the craft can do that, though. You know, and they got to respect that. Somebody who's been in the game for so long, they got to respect that, and then they got to listen. They really do.
Oh, yeah, you know, and that's the biggest thing with this right now, especially with all the younger generation that's coming up with the music. What we're trying to explain to them, you know, because they tell us, well, you should listen to me, too. I'm going to listen to what you got to say because that's going to let me know where your mindset is at. But I'm speaking from experience. I did this. I've done this. I'm doing this. So you can't tell me nothing that you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing we're dealing
with. The younger artists. Yeah, and see, some of the things that the younger us just turned into an artist show. Shut up. some of the things the artists, they don't understand. Like, us as artists, when you're a seasoned artist, especially when you cross over doing promotion and all those other things, it's to be respected. Why? Because we know what works and what don't work.
Because we already tried.
We did.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm
going
to go ahead and shoot these links because I'm halfway undressed, ready to hop in the shower. So I'm going to go ahead and shoot it. Basically, you can catch me at coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. That's coldpeaceradio@gmail.com. I personally check my own emails, so don't send me no trash, or you definitely will be getting a reply back saying send me something else, or do you got something else better?
Right. And I just want to say right now, Cold Peace, good luck with that. You're going to get some funky-ass love letters. You talking about you have been getting here's my email.
Y'all didn't just see my last post. This was a serious conversation last night, and it was so funny, and I kept thinking about it, so I had to end up making a post about it. I was asked last night, like, if you don't plan on keeping a person, like, why you have sex with them so good? And I told him, because I can't get no bad review.
Hello.
You know, you won't tell somebody else, but you won't tell.
Right. Oh, snap. We got to try to figure out how to make that into a what is that question? It is.
Some people definitely going to answer it differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's because of, no, I don't need no bad reviews. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I like that.
But yeah, y'all, I'm about to hop in the shower so I can get out here in these streets to keep my ears to the streets. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Anytime I got time and catch y'all on, I'll most definitely tune in and support. And it's all love.
All right, Kofi.
That's what's up.
Be safe. Have fun. All
right,
y'all.
That's right. Okay. 100.
All right.
Peace. All right. So that's that. Let's see here. All right. Now you can give us the commercial.
Oh, really? No, I'm just kidding.
Now,
I can do it, huh? Now it's okay. We done.
I have forgotten.
You have forgotten about the commercials, huh? The Solo Me Sweet, the proud sponsor of Monsters Radio. Better known as the Monstar Radio, right? That's how we say it now? Close?
Yep.
I'm close? Okay. Yep. Okay, because I don't be throwing that in, and then I be getting corrected. So, the Solo Me Speaks wants you guys to come out and support Monsters Radio, Monster Radio. It's the spoken word, 30-day journal, inspired to give life to the soul, given to you by me, Miss Unbelievable. You can join the movement by going to purchase the books on lulu.com. Like I said, the Solo Me Speaks, the Solo Me Speaks 30-day, or the Solo Me Speaks Volume 2, or you can Google me, the Solo Me Speaks Volume 1, 30 days, or the Solo Me Speaks, and I will come up. Also, Monsters Radio is Monster U.S. Apparel. Tired of going somewhere special and someone has the same outfit as you? Worry no more. I hate it. I know you do too. At Monster U.S. Apparel, they are producing high-quality gear and custom apparel to give you high-quality fashion. Fill out a reasonable price. Start your own clothing line or just get one yourself. Expression shirt, pants, hat, jacket, now on Facebook. Monster U.S. Apparel. Send us an email at monsterradio@gmail.com. We will have a rep contact you. If you need some painting done inside or outside of your house, call Picasso Painting. They'll come and hit you up. You can also hit them at where? monsterusradio@gmail.com. Put in Picasso Painting. And we have Elite Sway Radio and, hey,
management.
You know, we did management, my bad, management. They are, hey, they producing all kind of folks. And yeah, I don't know where you can hit them at, but you know, monsterusradio@gmail.com, they get them off. Just send it there, and they will shoot it out to whomever needs that information. I'm just saying. Hit us up. I'm just saying. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. That's where you need to go. That's
and here's our
did
track.
I forget somebody?
Nope. Here's some 40 water to help y'all move style. Remember, you can find all that stuff she said at monstarsradio.com. One temple spot.
Hey, we live, y'all.
Catch me tipping through the hood.
That candy paint, 80 foes built it.
paper trunk, pop a plate scraper, hustler and a grinder. Every day I'm trying to make paper. I'm from PA, represent for UGK, and I'm riding for my city like it's Rap-A-Lot and J. I got homies on the west, I got homies in the train. Matter of fact, it's gladiators all over all day. Sitting in that candy thing sideways, pull up out of my driveway. Drop that top and let them chop, then head on out on that highway. Turn up some rig shops, or maybe switch your house. Now pass the cushion, dump the switcher out, it's going down.
That candy paint, 84s, melted buckles, chrome and grill, leather seat, stitches up, TV screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, melted buckles, chrome and grill, leather seat, stitches up, TV screens and wooden wheel. That candy paint, 84s, melted buckles, chrome and grill, leather seat, stitches up, TV screens.
Yeah, helping you get your Wu-Tang every Thursday night, trying to prevent you from getting 30 days. Ain't nobody trying to bail your ass out. So, all right, we bringing it back. I'm DJ E-Monster. You can find me at emonster.com. That's E-M-O-N-S-T-A.com. You can find everything else from me at monstarsradio.com. Connect with me on all social media, and let's be friends, you dig? So, all right, it's unbelievable. We had a nice week this week, wouldn't you say so?
We did. I would say
I think we did. We had,
we still got tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
You know, Friday Night Live. You said that one
right,
day.
Right,
but
right.
Nice
yes,
Takeover Tuesday. Nice interview.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice conversation on Monday. You know, Wednesday, you know, you were sick. We're glad that you're well. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're feeling not feeling good, you know, you just can't go, you know, and that's the thing that you got to recognize with your body. No, I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people don't, they'll keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and you on here being all dragging and sad and we came on Wednesday, so we thank you for, you know, not coming on, you know, I'm just saying, because you
With all these viruses going around, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to sit your ass down and rest up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, the Corbino virus and whatever it's called, what you turn the werewolves or vampires, I don't know which one it is, but you know what I mean?
Got
nobody
the
trying to catch that
virus
shit.
And the flu and, oh, man. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to step back and be like, let me take care of me, and especially if your body shut down itself and be like, I'm sleep, and you... Have you ever been asleep and you try to wake up and your body's like, I ain't woke up yet, good night, and it goes right back to sleep and you swore you woke up but you ain't woke up yet, and you wake up and it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you be like, I slept that long.
Child, that's a hangover.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm talking to
you be all right.
You ain't
got to
put out there like that.
Soup. You'll be all right.
I'm gonna need you. That's the remedy you giving me.
Tomorrow's Friday night.
Anybody
ask y'all ready for the weekend? We play a little more dance music or uppity music. I don't know what I got for y'all tomorrow. I probably got something new. I'm not for sure. We're gonna see. Tune in tomorrow. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's 8 o'clock on the East Coast, and I believe that's 5 o'clock on the West Side. So, I don't know what do we got for next week?
Oh, next week we got,
you know,
we got Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe, Friday Night Live, you know, it's getting close
like
to, you know, we're moving into Black History, so, you know, we're going to be, you know, Black History and up, giving maybe some quotes about, you know, some of the famous inventors that was Black, different topics, you know, that will help just the Black community, you know, still the racial disparities. We'll probably, you know, take it pro-Black a little bit next week and keep it just as light as possible, and always who's bumping who's getting fat. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Monster US Apparel. We got a shirt that we're working on right now to help out with Black History, stuff like that. So definitely look for that coming out. We'll put it on the pages and all that type of stuff. So let's see. Doop, doop, doop. I don't know what else we got tonight.
Yeah, so one of the topics, be looking for one of the topics, and I posted it, is when a king awakens, be ready for the king and the shift. Change and dominate. Do you think that's true? So that's one of the topics that we're going to be discussing next week. When a king awakens, be ready for the kingdom to shift, change, and dominate.
That's a good one. If like I can get it, I understand it. You dig? So yeah, I can't wait to talk about that one. That's a good one because I think it's true. You know, I'll tell you why when we get to the conversation. What's that going to be? Next Time or Cafe? What's that going to be?
That's going to be Next Time or Cafe. Yeah, and then here's another one, y'all. I'm just throwing a few out. I said I know we're going to do pro-black, but here's some more. Learn to be okay with your people not knowing your side of the story. You have nothing to prove to anyone. Think about that. That's going along with the pro-blackness. But think about that. Learn to be okay with people not knowing your side of the story. You have nothing to prove to anyone.
Oh, man, you're so right. Yeah, see, that remind me. I did have some other ones for tonight, and I had testimonies. Oh, my goodness. It was the one about people running to social media with a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's tomorrow. We can do that tomorrow. We got to do that tomorrow because that got to be told. That got to be said. But it fits Friday Night Live, you know, when we give relationship advice. So that fits tomorrow.
Well, that's really Wednesday. Tomorrow, yeah, but we still get fashion tips and things about going out and stuff like that. So it'll still relate. It'll still relate.
It relates. Relax.
Yeah. What you going to do about
it? We going to make it. How about that? What they going to
do?
Hang up?
They ain't going to do nothing. Shit. Don't say that, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, they're not going to hang up. They love us. They love us. You know they love us. Stop playing. All
right. Any last words before we get up out of here?
Get that love letter. If you never wrote one, write one. Love letter to your love. Yes. I enjoyed writing mine.
Oh.
You enjoyed writing yours.
Right. Yeah, I never gave my little in on that. Well, I'll give you that this on my way up. Well, I'll let you do yours, and I'll tell my story on the way up out of here.
I'm done. I wrote my love letter to my love. It's in the book, so he gets to read it every day. It's in the book.
Okay.
So, hope he enjoys
it. Well, basically, like I said, I ain't had no love letter since, like, the fifth grade. I was never into really writing love letters because I always was scared somebody going to send that motherfucker back. Like, this can't be for me or something like that. Don't judge me. Pray for me. That's how my childhood was. I was not cute. But I would have to say I did do something sweet for my kid's mom one time when my kids were little. It was kind of like a love letter, but it wasn't. It was my style of a love letter. What I did was I put on the door on a sticky note. And put, these are the things that remind me of you, remind me how much I love you. I can't remember exactly what it was. But and then when she went in the house, I put that damn little sticky things all over this. This reminds me. It made her cry. It sounds simple, but oh, it was so sweet. Da da da.
Aww.
Look, so as I get that soggy shit up out of here. It wasn't a love letter, but it had the same effect, you know what I mean? So it doesn't always have to be a letter, you know what I mean? It just has to be something loving and sweet, and maybe you could write it down, but you know what I mean? Da-da-da, da-da-da. So, yeah. So that's my little thing. So, yeah. So I guess my last words on the way up out of here before y'all enjoy y'all night is these nuts. Enjoy your night. Tune in tomorrow.
In your mouth.
Live, baby.